speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
The first question that I want us to look at tonight is posed from Daniel chapter 12 and verse 2. And in the context of the question, they ask, does Daniel's statement in Daniel 12 and verse 2 stand as a contradiction, or does it oppose the idea concerning a universal resurrection? The passage explicitly reads that many of the dead shall awake. If one reads from that according to our modern language, one might conclude that indeed he's speaking about that not everyone who is dead will awake, but rather that there's only going to be many or some who's going to come back at the resurrection. As we look in regard to this term many, we need to understand that it is oftentimes employed in and through the Scripture and known in a figure of speech known as a synecdoche. Somebody says, well, what is a synecdoche? A synecdoche is a figure of speech in which a term for a part of something refers to the whole of something. We are actually given some biblical examples in regard to similar instances. For instance, in Romans chapter 5 and verse 15, it is said that through Adam's sin, many died. Yet if you go on in the context and go all the way down to verse 18, you will find is that there's an affirmation that this condemnation comes to all mankind. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. Adam is that first individual who sinned against God. That is, we know that Adam and Eve both did, but yet at the same time it is assigned to Adam, and therefore it is through him, through his sin and through his seed, that this death, this spiritual separation comes. And when we sin, then we are a part of that many which actually make up the whole as we would sin against our God. We also have another example stated by Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 26 and verse 18. Our Lord affirms that His blood was shed for many for the remission of sin. Also, though, if you go on, in the overall context of the Scripture, we know that in the shedding of Jesus' blood, there is a potential for all of mankind to have the forgiveness of sin. Therefore, the many is stated in part for the whole. It is a synecdoche. As we consider then what's going on, there's no contradiction in Scripture at all. We've got to ask, well, what does the entire context of the New Testament Scripture say in regard to the resurrection? Remember what Jesus said over in the book of John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29? He said, the hour is coming wherein all who are in the grave will hear my voice and come forth. All who are in the grave. There's going to be one resurrection, a universal resurrection. In fact, we are also taught of this over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, where Paul identifies concerning an order in regard to the resurrection. The dead in Christ shall be raised first, and then all shall follow forth after that, and those who remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. If you go back to the context of Daniel chapter 12 and verse 2, I believe that it's actually explained in the context itself. When he identifies is that many of the dead shall awaken, he goes on to say, some unto everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting destruction or condemnation. So again, we have harmonization, not contradiction, but harmonization in regard to what the Old Testament and the New Testament also says in regard to the resurrection of the dead.